inflation, rallying stocks. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow's been up more than 900 points at times after the new report on consumer prices, showing less of a gain than expected, up 7.7% in October compared to last year. President Biden calls it progress.
The president says it will take time to get inflation back to normal levels and warned about setbacks along the way. The president also says that Americans are paying around $1.20 less for a gallon of gas than they were this summer, and also says he'll work with anyone, Democrat or Republican, to help the middle class and will oppose any effort to undo his agenda.
Fox's Ronnie Schmelz in Washington. The report could make a smaller rate hike more likely at the Fed's December meeting. Right now, the Dow's up 780. Control of the U.S. Senate remains up in the air as votes are counted.
Ballots continue to roll into county election offices across Nevada after Election Day.
The mail can come through until this Saturday.
Joe Gloria, top election official for Clark County, where about 13,000 more votes were added to the count yesterday, with tens of thousands more yet to be counted.
As long as it's postmarked by November 8th.
That is consequential races play out for the U.S. Senate between incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto and her challenger Republican Adam Laxalt, and for Nevada governor between incumbent Democrat Steve Sisolak and his challenger, Republican Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The counting also continues for Arizona's Senate and governor's race and control of the U.S. House. More than 300,000 without power in Florida after Nicole hit Vero Beach as a hurricane early today.
We're ready and we have resources to respond to whatever post-storm needs may arise.
Governor Ron DeSantis, as the storm crosses the state, some beachfront homes collapsing into the Atlantic weeks after Hurricane Ian hit. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Happy birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps, 247 years old today.
This ceremony today might be focused on the Marines who came before us, but we are all united in the common commitment to serve.
Commandant General David Berger during a wreath laying at the Marine Memorial in Arlington. The U.S. Postal Service says it's ready for the holiday season based on its midterm election performance, including mail-in ballots. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy telling the service's Board of Governors more than 11 billion pieces of mail were delivered last month, along with more than a half billion packages. He says the Postal Service still faces budgetary challenges with mail volume declining around 3% per year, but that the workforce has stabilized and they won't disappoint for the holiday season. Soccer's World Cup will bring people together in more ways than one.
Israelis and Palestinians can share World Cup flights to Qatar. The breakthrough deal announced Thursday by officials of the sports governing body FIFA. Charter flights to Doha from Ben-Gurion Airport near Tel Aviv will begin November 20th and will be open to all Palestinians, including people who live in the occupied West Bank and blockaded Gaza Strip, who typically cannot travel through Israel's main airport, that according to FIFA. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid says the agreement was the result of hard work over the course of many months. Israel and Qatar do not share diplomatic relations, but a temporary consular service will be set up in Doha for the tournament. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A pre-dawn launch in California.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the Atlas V.
Part of the payload, a satellite developed for government forecasters and designed to improve weather information by joining previously launched satellites in an orbit that circles Earth from pole to pole. Recapping stocks, the Dow's up more than 700 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.